Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is week one, September the 16th through the 20th. We've got a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, everyone, and today is the Weather Channel and the news. Today I'm here with...
Journey.
Anna.
And my name is Kinsey. Let's get to the weather.
Friday, September the 13th, partly cloudy with a high of 95 and a low of 69. Saturday, September the 14th, partly cloudy with a high of 94 and a low of 71. Sunday, September the 15th, partly cloudy with a high of 95 and a low of 72. Monday, September the 16th, mostly sunny with a high of 96 and a low of 70.
Students interested in joining FBLA should turn in their $25 dues to Ms. Hayford by Tuesday, October 15th.
FFA and FBLA will be hosting their first state dinner of the year on Friday, September 27th from 5 to 7. Tickets are $13 each. Plates include steak, baked potato, salad, roll, and dessert. All ticket and ticket money must be turned in to Ms. Hayford or Coach Stafford by Tuesday, September 23rd.
All juniors and seniors who did not attend the Herff Jones meeting can pick up your packet in Ms. Matthews' room.
The junior class, your class dues are $25 and should be turned in as soon as possible. See Ms. Purvey or Mrs. Herndon.
Students interested in joining Senior Beta should turn in their dues by September 13th.
Dues are $20 for returning members and $25 for new members. Your dues will include a club t-shirt. See Ms. Purvey to join. And that's all for today, folks. This is
Journey,
Anna,
and Kinsey. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Next is sports.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And today we're going to be discussing the volleyball team.
JV volleyball has 6 wins and 4 losses.
The varsity volleyball team has a record of 2 wins and 5 losses. Coming up, they have a volleyball game against Bonifay, and it's going to be a blackout game. The school's really hyped. So make sure when we have games, guys, you come out and support your Lady Wildcats. And that's going to be sports for this week, because we're kind of at the beginning of the year, and there's not a lot of sports in full swing. But I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And we'll see you guys next week. Next up, we have Funky Factoids.
What's up, Wildcats, and welcome back to Funky Factoids with Nisa, Haley, and Dane. And today, we have a lot of interesting facts, so stick around.
Did you know that McDonald's once tried to sell bubblegum-flavored broccoli?
Wow.
I don't know if that was the best idea, but it's not. It doesn't sound like a terrible idea.
No, they did it to influence kids to eat healthier.
Well, yeah.
It didn't work.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I can imagine. They don't still sell it, so.
That's true. Did you guys know that the only letter that is not in a U.S. state is the letter Q?
Wow.
I totally didn't know that. That's pretty weird, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I was thinking about, like, Z, but that's in Arizona, X is in New Mexico, and, like,
Yeah. That's
pretty cool.
That is cool.
Scotland has 421 words that mean snow.
Wow. I wonder how many words they have for swamp.
Or donkey.
Or donkeys.
Or, you know, anything of that sort of thing.
Did you know that peanuts aren't actually nuts, they're legumes?
I did know that, actually. That's like one of these facts I actually kind of knew.
Wow, so filled with knowledge.
That's nuts.
That's
not. Did you guys know that armadillo shells are bulletproof to a certain extent?
Whoa. No. That's just really cool.
Like, imagine a small armadillo army.
I know.
A flock of them.
By the way, you can find all of this interesting information at www.rd.com.
And now, our thought of the week by Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do.
And now it's time for our punny part of the show, Fun in the Pun. And today's pun is, my mood ring is missing, and I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Thanks, ladies and gents, for tuning in to
Funky Factoids!
We hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next week.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's time for us to go back
to the days of the 80s.
Welcome to episode one of the days of the 80s. This week's show is our 3G show.
Because we're talking about The Goonies, Gremlins, and Ghostbusters.
First up, we're going to talk about The Goonies. The Goonies is about a group of kids called The Goonies, and it follows them on their trip to search for the pirate treasure of One-Eyed Willie somewhere in Oregon, and the whole time they're being chased by the Fratelli crime family.
Josh Brolin, who stars as Brandon Walsh, also starred in Avengers Infinity War and Avengers Endgame as Thanos.
Next up, it's The Gremlins. The Gremlins is about a kid receiving a mogwai, which is a small furry animal, and he's told three rules. You can't feed it after midnight, you can't get it wet, and you can't show it to bright sunlight or it'll die. And so he gets the mogwai for Christmas, and they get loose and start turning into gremlins because they get wet, and then they eat food after midnight, they become gremlins, they multiply, and so they wreak havoc on the town, and it's about them having to stop the gremlins.
Howie Mandel stars as Gizmo.
Number three in our 3G show is Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters has an all-star cast of Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver. They've got Ricky Moranis in there. It's a really star-studded cast. It's a pretty good movie about four scientists trying to stop ghosts from invading our world.
Did you know that at the end of the movie, when they killed the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, all of the marshmallow raining down from the sky is actually shaving cream?
All right, guys, that is the Days of the 80s segment. I'm Dane.
And I'm Haley.
And make sure you stick around for tech coming up next.
Hello, Wildcats. Welcome to the Tech of Today. It's Seth.
And Avery.
Here this week to inform you about some of the greatest hits, upcoming artists, phone apps, and cool gaming equipment.
Have you ever wanted to keep up with your favorite music and album sales? You can do this with the app Genius. This app lets you listen to the music you like, and you can also look at what albums are on the top of the market.
New upcoming artist Lil Tecca finally released his album, We Love You Tecca. It is supposed to come in at least 42,000 in sales.
Do you play video games? If you do, then you would probably like to hear about some of the games and gaming equipment out on the market. As we know, Minecraft has taken over Fortnite's reign of top game on the market. Also, some of the best gaming equipment on the market is a Corsair gaming set, consisting of a microphone, keyboards, and headsets.
This has been Seth.
And Avery.
Thank you for coming, and have a great rest of your day. And we'll see you next week on the Tech of Today.
All right, everyone, that is going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week. God bless.